Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Shannon.
Talk to me about when you get that text from Captain Sandy. You know Aisha and Nathan are filming. Were you thinking like, hey, maybe they'll call me? I don't know.
If I'm honest, I actually didn't even know they were filming. Like,
oh, really?
I've been so deep invested in my day-to-day job because I'm in it to win it. Like, I'm in the yachting industry and I've not stopped working since I've left Mystique. Since I started in the industry, there's not been 1 month that I've been home. Apart wow. from these last 5 weeks. But anyway, we'll get into that. I got the phone call or the text message. And I was like, I've got less than 48 hours to go on a boat that's a good couple of miles away. And I need to work under Captain Sandy. And I've got Nathan as the bosun. I burned that bridge and I was on that boat.
I was going to say, there was like zero hesitation that you were doing this, right?
Oh, no, like I had no, not even a plan because I was literally driving a boat. Like, picture this. I'm sailing a boat 24 nautical miles offshore. I get a text message saying, you've got this amount of time to get here. Yes or no? I'm like that. I'm going to have to plan. And there was no hesitation whatsoever. I burned that bridge. The captain was completely upset. The owner, I knew him. He wasn't upset, but the captain was shouting and screaming, how can you leave this boat tomorrow? We've got so much wear clothes. I was like, I don't know what I have to do. It was in Spanish. I was like, pues me da la mierda, tío. And yeah, so I burned that bridge and then I worked for Captain Sandy. I wouldn't recommend it though. Don't burn your bridges.
But yeah, don't do that.
Burn your bridges for Captain Sandy.
Okay, that's fair. Now, obviously, this is a job, but it's also a TV show. When you stopped filming last season, were you thinking like that you wanted to be on the show again? Or were you like, let's see what happens?
So I don't really take that as like, it's not within my nature to go like, oh yeah, I'm wanted. I really want this. And like that, I want it. If I get the offer, I would do it, of course. Like
yeah.
I love this job. And if it can get televised and we can actually show people what we do on a day-to-day basis because it's documented. Like it would be my pleasure to be on this or even if I get on whatever. Like I love it. I just love it. I'm just a floater.
Okay, I love it. You knew you were coming in to replace some people. Now that you've watched the show, what did you think of Christian and Tess kind of on deck? And could you see where there was like a major disconnect and why they were fired?
Yeah. So Sharon, I'm going to say my piece on both of them, Tess and Christian. So Tess, she needed to be more vocal. She needed to have more ambition. And so you need to have more drive and take responsibility and actually want to be working on a yacht. And that wasn't shown. And unfortunately, this is the Mediterranean season. This is not floating on a sailboat in the Bahamas. This is a super yacht in the Mediterranean. It's a 7-star service. You've got to be, from the moment you wake up to the moment that you go to sleep, you've got to be in it to win it. She didn't have that. So unfortunately, she got fired. And that's just how it is. Now, Christian, I totally disagree with any level of aggressiveness on board. Like, I'm a bosun now, and if I had deckhands that were aggressive, our environment is so intense, so like we've got so much manual labor, so much going on, and as a bosun you've got to be 6 steps ahead, and you've got a deckhand that's aggressive, that is not welcome on board. And like, bear in mind, I've worked with bosuns that are aggressive, and it's just uncalled for and totally unprofessional.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was a little uncomfortable watching some of those scenes. How do you think Max handled it? Because I don't think he necessarily handled it the best, but what were your thoughts?
Bear in mind, with Max, he's French, so he's got to defend himself in another language. So he can't maybe communicate to the way that he would like to. And he gets, because of how Max is as well, he can get tense. And if he can't communicate and say what he actually wants to say, because he's got to defend himself in another language, that takes a lot. You know, there could be a level of stress. And because obviously Christian is who he is, it just exploded. And it was the right time to fire Christian, whether I was coming on board or not, because that was going to explode and it was going to become physical. And again, that is not welcome, not only in the yachting environment, but in any working environment.
I know you're a bosun now and you were lead deckhand last season. Did you come in thinking, okay, I'll probably be lead deckhand, or were you like, I'll just do whatever they need me to do?
I don't come on with saying I'm going to get this position. I come on and get the job done. Put me on as third stewardess, I'll try my best. Like, I'm there to make a working vessel run smoothly.
Yeah. When you got there, obviously we saw the big moment with you and Nathan, which was super cool. But did you guys like fall right back into essentially how you've always been? Did it take a minute, or was it like not, no time had passed?
No, like, you know, when you have a best friend and you haven't seen him for 6, 7 months and you can just step in from the last day that you met him, it was exactly like that. So that moment in time back then was beautiful and it was a genuine moment and it was very nice to see.
Yeah. And same thing with Aisha. Did you enjoy working with Aisha last time?
Sharon, I love Aisha so much. She's such a good person to look up to. And she doesn't beat around the bush. And she's a professional. And it's always a pleasure working with Aisha.
Okay. And then Captain Sandy, you know, she could be polarizing sometimes. Sometimes people don't like her. What do you think about her leadership style? And do you enjoy working for Captain Sandy?
So I don't really care about the negative comments, never mind tapping some of my own negative comments. Like, I get a lot of backlash from people saying, oh my God, you're a bad boo.
We'll get to that, Joe.
Okay. But commenting on Captain Sandy, like, I know who she is. I know what she's got to give. Like, I've become so good. Like, I don't know, blow my own trumpet. Well, I'm learning how to play saxophone. So I don't really want to play my own saxophone and say that I'm good at my job. But I'm good at my job because of the advice I've took from Captain Sandy. Like, you've always got to remain teachable. And that's Captain Sandy's infamous words. And I'm still to this day remaining teachable. Like, she is such a good leader, such a nice person to look up to because she's genuine. She doesn't beat around the bush. And if she gets a bit of hate with other people, then you don't know. You just know what you're looking when you're having your dinner at night. I know her on a serious level. And her wife, I just love them so much.
Yeah. Speaking of sort of criticism, I know you got some last season with the love triangle. Did you, Joe, I thought you were going to slow play it a little bit, but you came in this season like, oh, these girls are cute too. Like, did you think, I don't want to do that again? Or were you like, whatever, it's fine? Talk to me about that.
So Sharon, I say my piece. And my piece is, I'm not looking for anything serious. And if you want to give me the same level, then we can have a laugh and a dance. Well, then so be it. I'm here to have a bit of fun. I'm 28 years old. I'm just ready to hit the ground running and have a bit of tumble and rumble. So if you give me the same energy, well then you know what's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen with us on a relationship basis.
Okay. So you don't lead people on. You give it. It's very clear what it is from the beginning.
From the beginning. And if you don't want to, if you know, knowing this, and you give me the same energy, or maybe everyone's saying, oh, you're just trying to turn you. But that's not the case. I'm going to be working on this boat for 6 weeks. Do you really think I'm going to be living the rest of my life with you when I just want to jump on another boat and work my life off?
Yeah.
But anyway, people can judge. And if anything, I love having a little wine and seeing all the comments going, oh, Joe, this, Joe, that. And I'm like, ah, like, whatever. More. Give me more. Like, be a bit more blue with it. Jesus Christ, like, send in a lot of messages because I want to read it to my boys and have a little laugh. Because I don't care what Shannon and Seven Dogs are saying.
You're better at criticism than I am, then, because that's very impressive. Okay.
Shannon, just on that note, I just know who I am. I know what I represent. I know what I give to the world and to my family. Now, if people can only see what they see on a TV screen, then so be it. You're not paying my bills. You're not paying my mum's mortgage. I am.
Fair.
You know?
Yeah.
So you can see what you want. It's not going to affect me.
Okay, I like that. Obviously, we got V interested in you. We got Kizzy, though Kizzy right now has a boyfriend. I don't know how long that's going to last. Which one caught your eye first? Or did you even think about Kizzy? Because you're like, okay, she has a boyfriend, so.
Have you ever heard the saying, bog eye?
No.
So when your eyes go like that. So
no, I've not
I walked
heard
on
this.
the
Okay.
boat and both my eyes went like this, and I had blurred vision because both of them are very attractive young ladies. It was a pleasure working with them for one. You know, they're professionals, but they're very good looking.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you will.
I want to ask about Nathan too, because, you know, obviously in real life, we know him and Gail have a baby now. They're great. At that point, when you get on the boat, you know Gail and Nathan. Did you think, I think they're going to probably end up back together? Or I'm going to, you know, did you think about that? What were your thoughts?
So seeing the season trailer, put it this way, it's nothing to what's actually going to come. Like that trailer was a practical tease. And you're seeing how much went on that trailer. That is nothing to what you're about to witness.
Okay.
But to answer your question about Nathan and Gail, like how highly Nathan speaks about Gail, it was always going to happen. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm very happy for them. I'm very happy the fact that I've got a baby. It's always a blessing. You know, it's absolutely gorgeous moment in time to see over the social media aspect that once a really good mate has got a baby now. It's lovely.
Okay. What did you think of the crew this season compared to last season? Did you get along more, less? Like, what were your overall thoughts?
My overall thoughts, and it could sound a bit unfair, but we've got a really good crew this season. Like, no one has got it easy this season. That's what I mean. Like, it's not just focused on one little thing. Like, for example, like if I had a love triangle and then it's just focused on that, everybody has something going on. And it's crazy to knowing that I've lived and survived that I can go through anything.
Okay, I'm excited. What would you say was the biggest challenge for you this season? I talked to Sandy and she said the weather was pretty rough, but in terms of like, what was it? Was it the charter guests? Was it the crew? Was it the weather? Like what for you, what would you say was the biggest challenge?
For me, I'm not going to mention any names. But it was the shift in, or the realization of somebody's actual traits. I'm not going to say who.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay. We'll find out.
You'll find out.
Oh, gosh. Okay. That's good. You just answered my next question. And so you are a bosun now, you said. Do you, I don't know, in the below deck world, would you be interested in ever being a bosun?
Of course, I would love to. Like, I'm very comfortable in my position. And like I said, and I'll say it again, I'm always going to remain teachable. Every day's a learning day. I'm not going to get out of this industry for a very long time. I'm in it to win it. I'm very comfortable as a bosun, but I've still got a lot to learn. And would I like to be a bosun on a below deck? Any franchise, of course, it will be an honor.
So when you're in the yachting industry, do people recognize you from the show? Do they judge you? Like, what I guess is the vibe in the industry when you're on the show?
In this industry, you know, it can either make or break you. And you can maybe not find jobs and stuff like that. But because I'm a very well-connected person within the industry, I can call a captain today and I'll get a job tomorrow. So I've made that reality for myself. Now, do I get stopped and say, oh, was you on below deck? And then you'll give me a bit of criticism and stuff like that. Well, yeah, it's cool. Like, I do like that aspect of it. But I'm just trying to level up. I'm 28. I want to be at a certain stage in my life. So for me, I just want to be better every single day. So whether that's saxophone, guitar, piano, skydiving, kite surfing, scuba diving, Spanish dancing, motorbike racing, I just want to do absolutely everything and do a lot of stuff. Maybe not very well, but I want to do a lot of stuff.
Wow, so you got a lot of hobbies, Joe.
I've got a lot of hobbies and it's very expensive, hence the OnlyFans.
Yeah, me too, I got it. I know we have to wrap up soon. Joe, do you know there's another Joe Bradley on Bravo, and have you ever crossed paths with him?
Yeah, do I know him? Of course I do. Like, he is a G. So I met this guy in Miami. Okay. No, let me go further back. I don't know how much time you've got, but grab yourself a coffee because this story is good.
I have my coffee.
Every day, so do I. So, COVID. What I was doing is playing video games and whatever, just doing COVID stuff because we're all in lockdown. So I thought I'd see the other Joe Bradleys, see if anyone's a good match to spark a conversation. Anyway, I seen this Don. I was like, Jesus Christ, he's the Joe Bradley who I want to be. She's looking at him. He's got abs. He's brown. He's got this Italian, like, hair. And I was like, Jesus Christ, who is this guy? Anyway, I messaged him and went, your name's shit. Oh, excuse me, language. But your name's rubbish. You don't deserve it. Because that's my name. Anyway, he responded. And then we were sending voice messages. Then we went into a group chat with all of his mates. He went into a group chat with all of my mates. And then we just created this community because we share the same name. Bit weird. So we created a bond for having the same name. And then it just so happens that the universe decided to put both the Joe Bradleys in a Bravo universe. So we met each other, not even knowing.
Wait, before you were on Below Deck?
Before Below Deck, wow. And before he was on his show. Southern Hospitality. So we were talking before that, and then he just fell into Southern Hospitality and I just fell into Below Deck. And then it just became this thing. And then we met in Miami, and then I went to Charleston purely to visit him, and it was an amazing time.
Wow, I love that. That's so interesting.
I literally flew to Charleston to meet this man, and I stayed in his house, and he was very welcoming. Oh, it was fantastic.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.